turn in the scriptures now to Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah 10, we'll be reading verses 1 through 25. The whole chapter of Jeremiah the prophet, chapter 10. Jeremiah 10, we'll start in verse 1. These are the words of God, and so give your attention to it. Hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. For the customs of the peoples are delusion, because it is wood cut from the forest, the work of the hands of a craftsman with a cutting tool. They decorate it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, so that it will not totter. Like a scarecrow in a cucumber field are they, and they cannot speak. They must be carried, because they cannot walk. Do not fear them, for they can do no harm, nor can they do any good. There is none like you, O Lord. You are great, and great is your name in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? Indeed, it is your due. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. But they are altogether stupid and foolish. And their discipline of delusion, their idol is wood. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz. The work of a craftsman and of the hands of a goldsmith. Violet and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skilled men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At His wrath the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure His indignation. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is He who made the earth by His power, who established the world by His wisdom, and by His understanding He has stretched out the heavens. When He utters His voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and He causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, and brings out the wind from His storehouses. Every man is stupid, devoid of knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his molten images are deceitful, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of mockery. In the time of their punishment, they will perish. The portion of Jacob is not like these, for the maker of all is He. And Israel is the tribe of His inheritance. The Lord of hosts is His name. Pick up your bundle from the ground, you who dwell under siege. For thus says the Lord, behold, I am slinging out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and will cause them distress, that they may be found. Woe is me because of my injury. My wound is incurable, but I said truly, this is a sickness and I must bear it. My tent is destroyed and all my ropes are broken. My sons have gone from me and are no more. There is no one to stretch out my tent again or to set up my curtains. For the shepherds have become stupid and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they have not prospered and all the flock is scattered. The sound of a report, but behold, it comes. A great commotion out of the land of the north to make the cities of Judah a desolation, a haunt of jackals. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. Correct me, O Lord, but with justice, not with your anger, or you will bring me to nothing. Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not know you, and on the families that do not call your name, for they have devoured Jacob. They have devoured him and consumed him and have laid waste his habitation. Now, those are the words of the Lord. Judah and Jerusalem, hear the word of the Lord. This is where he's saying, the Lord is saying, this is where you're going. You're on your way to exile. Things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse in the exile. It is the place of heathens filled with their superstitions and idolatries. And these things are foolishness. They're folly. It's like a scarecrow in a field. What is true of the scarecrow? They, like these idols, they cannot speak but must be carried. They cannot do anything. What kind of idols or gods are these that have to be carried? Do not fear earthly gods or idols. Why not? Because there is none like Yahweh, verse 6. What foolish person there is who would fail to fear the Lord, King of all nations. He is due much fear, such fear. There is none like Him. But those who worship idols are described further, verse 8, as stupid, foolish, and delusional. And that continues in verse 14. They are ignorant and will be put to shame because the makers of these idols deceive many. They are worthless and a work of mockery, these gods, and there will come upon them punishment. They will perish. But in our God, we are to worship and praise and turn to Him in repentance and faith. Because Yahweh, the true God, lives forever. He is the living God. He rules forever because He is King. He shakes the earth with His wrath, and at His indignation, the nations will not endure. He rules the world, for again, He created it. By His power, by His wisdom and understanding, He created the heavens and the earth. But because Judah, Jerusalem, they're refusing to believe and repent in our turning to our God who is so great, they are told to expect great distress and exile. A foreign enemy is coming upon them for their sin, such that he even words it in ways that it's in the present time and yet it's still to come. That's how certain this exile is coming. Yahweh is sending these foreign nations, and Judah will become a desolation. It says a haunt of jackals, animals roaming around aimlessly in the midst of barrenness. And this is again something Jeremiah laments over, verse 19 and following. He says, "Woe is me." And the chapter ends with Jeremiah praying for Judah and Jerusalem. And beloved, this day we must be praying for our church, for the church throughout the world who are in our culture. Many other cultures are rebelling against the Lord. Many growing up in the church today rebelling against Him of what they've heard in the Word of God, just like Judah, just like Jerusalem. And they're rebelling against the Gospel and Jesus. And so like Jeremiah prays, we must pray. And let's do so now. Our Father, we thank You for Your Word. Thank You for its clarity. We thank You for its boldness. And not cutting corners, but speaking straight to the point. Because souls are at stake. Father, may our lives reflect how Your Word speaks to us, that we would speak similarly. At the right time, before all people. And Father, we thank You for Your Word this evening in Acts that will teach us also how to speak, even to witness to those who are hard in heart. And so we thank You for Your Word, which again and again teaches us how to bear witness of the Gospel. But Father, like Jeremiah had to pray for Judah and Jerusalem who were going into exile, there are many in the church today, many congregations as a whole, even, turning from You, rebelling against the Gospel, rebelling against Your Son, Jesus Christ, blaspheming the name of the Holy Spirit, or blaspheming the Holy Spirit. They have in their midst the Word of God. They have Bibles. They even hear some of it at times, and yet they twist it and turn it into their own doctrines, their own idols, that they can stand on their own soapboxes that they've created and speak about things that people want to hear. pleasing and tickling people's ears so that they will stay and be entertained. And Father, we ought to mourn and be greatly sorrowful over our church, your church. And Father, if we are not grieving over the church and praying often, Lord, lead us in this by your Spirit, we would grieve over the state of the church in our nation today and the state of the church in the Western world today. And yet as we grieve over idolatries and sins taking place and not rebuked and corrected, Father, we know that we are not beyond sinning and beyond idolatry, for we also sin in these ways. And Lord, protect us and keep us from ourselves, that we would not enter into sin, that we would not continue in sin, but turn from it unto you. We praise you in many parts of the world today for churches that are proclaiming the gospel and people are being saved. That even where persecution is occurring, many standing firmly upon the truths of the gospel and not fearing man, but fearing you. And yet, Father, we look at ourselves and our own nation, our own culture, and many who are fearful of man and not fearing you. Father, we ask that you would not allow us to go in such a way as that, but that we would look upon and examine ourselves, our sin, and turn from it unto you. Father, we have committed sin. We've broken your commandments. We have not loved you as we ought to. And Father, even on top of that, we have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. Father, forgive us. Father, be with those who we have spoken to, your word, the gospel, who we have witnessed to, who we have invited to come and see Jesus, to inviting them to worship. Father, bring them unto yourself and save them. Father, again, we ask that you would care for us in our worship now. Prepare our hearts again for hearing you, your word from Acts, and preparing our hearts for the supper. Lord, be merciful. And let us not go our own way, even though we might desire to do so. Give us new desires, a desire to love you and go in the way that you have shown us through your word, and that we would fear you with reverence and awe, for you are a great God and a God who is holy, who ought to be feared. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.